My name is David Barrett. I'm 79 years old, and I lived in Beaver Bank all my life. I'll start off a little bit on my ancestors moved from Lancaster, England in 1818. And then there was two brothers came over at that time, and basically if you go through the old deeds and Beaver Bank and the number of Sackville is descendants from the family. In 1926, my father bought, which is now Barrett Lumber Company. I understand, and it's mostly hearsay, but I understand that there's been a mill on that site that sawed lumber or a cooperage shop, and et cetera, since 1830. It was basically rumored that a Mr. Archibald, who was a descendant of Archibald Coal and Oil Company that was in Bedford, was the original owner. In around 1875, Benjamin Dean ended up with the mill at the location, and it was very active. And in 1905, Mr. Dean put a water wheel in, and it was one of the most modern sawmills in Nova Scotia at the time. The year before that, they used to have the up and down saw like they do in Sherbrooke Village on the Eastern Shore, but this was a rotary saw. And the Dad, when he bought it in 1926, it still had the water wheel. And there was two lakes above it, Feely Lake and Little Lake, that was dammed for the water supply. There's quite a thing about the dams and the water supply, because you need water for the water turbine. You always had water flowing in the brook. So at that time, in Peveril's and Sackville had a dairy farm, which I understand supplied the hospitals in Halifax. But because of the water supply, if you didn't have the dams, everything would dry up in the summertime. So basically, the dams, you had a continuous water supply, so the dairy farm out in Sackville had continuous water supply, and that kept doing the supply of the water. Another thing about the dams, it's at the headwaters of the Little Sackville River, and because of the dams, you basically have flood control, and more so in the last number of years where you do it. If you control the height of the dam, so if there's going to be 4 or 5 inch rain coming, and the days for the forecast, you basically know it, you can lower your water supply, and so that you can eliminate floods. Basically it. At Beaver Bank, when I was a young fellow, first 15 years of my life, Beaver Bank basically looked after itself. I can remember when I was about 7 or 8 years old, we had a big snowstorm, and there was no provincial plows or anything at that time. People did it themselves. And Dad had a lumber truck with a V plow on it, which wouldn't be that big in today's standard. But he would plow the little snow, and then when they hit a drift, the men of the community would get out and they'd shovel it. And then after they got the heft of the snow done, then Dad would back up and go kawump and plow a bit to get stopped, and then back up, and then the people would shovel it again. And the ladies in the community, they used to feed the shovelers as they kept going up the road. So that was everything. There's another thing that we had in the community that was a wonderful when you come up, because the community looked after itself and looked after the people in it. You know, there was a, we had in the community, we had Mrs. O'Donnell, and she was the postmaster, and you know, she kept us informed, like if somebody got sick or you know, needed help in the community, she would let the rest of us know. And that, and we also had, when the phone, we had Mrs. Gertrude Parker, which they've named the school out here for, and I thought it was tremendous that they did. And I remember one day, because of my impatience, I couldn't get the phone, and I drove right out to the telephone office. I had a short temper. But anyway, what I didn't realize, there was a bad accident on Sackville Drive, and Mrs. Parker was looking after, you know, getting the doctors there and the ambulances and the fire department and everybody else. We had, she wasn't paid for this. In fact, I don't think most people knew how much she did. And she was on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that, you know, she donated her whole life to the community. And I thought when the school was named after her, it was a tribute well earned.